the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto, and we are live again. It's pretty cool. We've been going live every morning this week, and it's quite cathartic, quite frankly. But we're trying to get to a magic 200 number on the podcast. This is podcast 191. I think I need to double check, but I'm pretty sure that's right. And in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about goals. Like, I know we're at that time of year and everyone's talking about goals, how to make next year your best year yet. And like, I just see it all the time on Facebook ads, on sponsored adverts and that kind of thing. So we thought, well, let's just do a podcast about it. And we'll go through some of our stuff that we've got down for next year, and some of the stuff that we put down for this year, and some of the stuff that we put down for last year as well. And then you can get an idea as to how the goals change and adapt and that kind of thing. Like normally when I do my goals, I do them on a sheet of paper, okay? And that's fine, but the sheet of paper disappears at some point, or it gets lost, or we put it on a fire and use it as fire starting paper. So now what I do is I actually put it on my spreadsheet. Like, you know that spreadsheet? I've got a spreadsheet for everything. Literally, on this spreadsheet, for example, if I just go all the way back here, I've got this spreadsheet, and I've had this spreadsheet since January 2010. I've had this spreadsheet for 8 years, okay? And January 2010 tells me all the rents that were expected, the names of the tenants, and what was paid. And then I've got February, March, April, May. And it's really interesting because I can take a snapshot of, say, let's say January 2013. And let's have a look. This is really cool, by the way, and you should be doing this, because what a lot of people don't understand is that by actually looking back at what you've done, you can analyze where you've been and how well you've done. And then you can compare it with today, because the only person that you should be in competition with is yourself. It's not the next door neighbour or your mate or the guy over the road or the guy that you've got to work with or whatever, right? It should be with yourself, and you should be trying to make yourself a better self. So, you know, we could take, like, we've got a two-bed flat here, number 22. This is, you know, this is back in January 2013. It was out at 795. Well, that's 995 now. And actually, that's probably a little bit low. So it's interesting seeing the change. We've got a three-bed house, 795. That's now 995. We've got a one-bed flat for 350. That's like 500 quid now. That's really interesting. Some of the rooms we rented out were 199 quid. That's £350 now. And just going through some of these names, I recognise some of these names still. We've got one in Leeds City Centre, two-bed with parking at 650. Like, we get £1,000 a month on that now. It's really interesting seeing. Like, that's a 50% increase almost. No, it's not, is it? It's a 35% increase in 5 years. Like, if you think rents aren't going up, well, it's a good example. But anyway, I've got this spreadsheet, and, you know, it's always been updated, and it evolves over a period of time, and it just allows me to keep track of everything. It used to be a spreadsheet that I would have on my computer, and now it's a spreadsheet that I actually have on online, so I can update it from anywhere. It's constantly open on my laptop. But it allows me, you know, if I lose everything on my hard drive, which is very unusual because we back it up and you've got external hard drives, we use Carbonite to back stuff up and so on, onto the cloud. The cloud, by the way, is just somebody else's computer. I don't know if you know that. A lot of people go, yeah, of course I knew that. And some people go, huh? Yeah, the cloud is just somebody else's computer. It's just a server hanging off the internet. That's literally what the cloud is. That's what the internet is. Okay, so, but this spreadsheet allows me, you know, if it goes missing, what I'm saying is that it won't go missing. It's out there somewhere and it's all backed up and so on. But I've had it for 8 years now. So it evolves, however. So in the last 2 years, I started writing down my goals on this. And obviously the first time you actually make the thing, it doesn't look very good. Do you know what I mean? Looking at 2017, it's all over the bloody place. And then when I look at 2018, it's definitely put into a lot more order. And that's what you want. And next year, but look even better. Do you know what I mean? So after this podcast on this Facebook Live, I'm probably going to go and make this into something a little bit prettier, just like my other spreadsheet does, on my cash flow and on my monthly incomes and so on. That has evolved. And, you know, the old ones look terrible going back to 2010. The modern ones look complicated, but that's because I understand them intimately and know what the spreadsheet is there for. But so just looking at this, so like last year we did it, you know, January, February, March, what do we want to achieve by those dates? And that's a great way of doing it. Okay, so like this included things that I actually wanted to do. So like a goal, for example, in February of 2017, I wanted to go see the Vulcan bomber and go VIP, get a visit, you know, Vulcan bomber, world, used in the Falklands War, a little bit of history, beautiful plane, that floats my boat, does that. I actually never ended up going. That was for February. And then we've got other stuff in there, you know, swim 200 metres, which was 8 lengths at the time. That was for February because I just started swimming again. And that was a long way for me because I was completely unfit. Anyway, we hit that one. And then, you know, we got March, we've got April, we've got triathlon. We had some charity work which we got done in April, which is really cool, something to do with Easter eggs being donated. We got some stuff that we didn't get done by June, my body fat, that just didn't happen. Disney, we had that booked in, and then we got July, August, September all the way through, and that's really cool. Then we got some overall results, so we got some income results on there. We've got an email result, you know, 52 emails, which is one per week, which we achieved. We got 200 podcasts. We didn't get there. That was in 2017. We're in 2018. We're still not there. So, but this is really important because as I look back to last year, I can go, oh, wow, that was a goal that I had last year, 200 podcasts, and I still haven't hit it. Like, just because it's on your goal setting list, it doesn't mean that you have to hit it. Like, in an ideal world, that's the whole point of it. But if it's not, and then you're looking back and you're reviewing last year's goals and you're going, oh my gosh, I've still not done that, then it's like, okay, it's like a little switch in your head that goes, okay, I'm going to bloody well do this. So like for 2018, we will hit that. Like that's why we're going live every day. We're on 191. We've got another 9 to do after this, which is really awesome. And we'll hit that. Do you know what I mean? And then going into next year, we'll probably, the target's probably going to maybe be 400 podcasts. I'm very hesitant to say that out loud, but I just have because you know, the podcasting really works for our business. Do you know what I mean? Let's face it, I've got an opinion on everything. We're in the midst of Brexit right now. We're in the midst of a conversation on Facebook about the council thinking it's a great idea to increase council tax for empty properties to £300. That's just crazy. Like a 3x charge, you know, to punish landlords. Anyway, we've got a podcast about that. We're going to do that one tomorrow. One of the things that we had overall was 200,000 YouTube views. Now, this is a problem, is I didn't measure this in 2017. In 2018, this is one of the ways in which we've adapted this and we've evolved our goal setting. So, like, if I was to go to goals, so 200,000 YouTube views in by 2017. So when I look at... actually, is this one on here? No, I've actually done subscribers. We actually did subscribers. We didn't do YouTube views, but we can go into YouTube and have a look at those. But we're up to like 270,000 YouTube views. So actually, let me just update that. Do you know what I'm saying by it evolves? This is a great way in which it evolves. So by December 2018, I think we're up to about 280,000. I'm going to go and check that after this. But it's really interesting when you look at this year and then you can compare it with last year. And when we look at rents this year and we compare that with 2010, let's say. Should we just go back to 2010 one second? Because it'd be interesting to see in 8 years how rents have done. Like, also, I kind of kept my rents artificially low to some extent. Back then, we don't do that anymore. We're constantly trying to put rents up. But on, I mean, actually, on one property, we've got £400 a month, and actually, it's only £550 now in 8 years. So that, I mean, you know, thinking about that property, that really needs to increase to like £600, £650 anyway. And then we've got other ones like £370. That's now £550. So this is the difference in 8 years. Which the key I want you to get here and understand is the contrast frame, the difference. You know, we've got a room at 225. That's now £350. Let's try and get this one. We've got one at 625. That's actually only rented out at 700 now, so it's not gone up a lot. And actually, that's probably needs to go up to about 800, 850 even now. We've got one here that's £1,000, two bed. That was a good price back then, but the development went downhill. So as it happens, we've got four flats there. Yeah, but it's really interesting going through 8 years ago, comparing them with today, just how much rents have increased. And this is the contrast frame. This is what we call a contrast frame between where you are today and where you were yesterday, or last year, I should say, and the year before. And when we move forward, let's say to 2021, and we look back at 2018, we can get a really good idea as to what the hell we were doing, what the hell we were thinking, and so on. So the way in which I would suggest that you do your goal setting is you want goals for each month of next year. So goals are like milestones, okay? So like you might have an overall goal for 2019, but within that, you should have a milestone. And the milestone is set out, you know, February, for example. Let's choose a different month. Let's say March. So in March, for example, we're going to New York. That's the goal. It's paid for. The hotel's paid for. A really nice five-star hotel just next to Central Park, which is really awesome. It's a wife's birthday present, so that's really cool. But that's in March. We've got Disneyland in July. That's not booked. That's a goal, but it's not booked yet. And then it's like, they're big things that, you know, you should be planning your holidays. But also, for example, you know, like I'm going to go see the New York Knicks. I've never seen the New York Knicks at the Madison Square Garden. And that's one of my personal goals that I'm going to achieve when we go to New York. But then there should be smaller ones as well. So let's just pick one. We had one here to go to Royal Ascot. I thought that'd be a really good opportunity to network and get a bit drunk and have a laugh. I once went to Pontefract races, by the way. It was singles night. I was single at the time. It's going back quite some time. And I went with some mates, and it was just the most funniest evening ever. And then I found like this VIP thing card. So I tied it onto my jacket. And then so I went in and I blagged my way into the VIP lounge. And I'm going around talking to all these people who looked wealthy because I'm networking. And they're talking to me about horses. And I'm, you know, I used to work at William Hill like 20 years ago taking bets. So I knew a little bit of lingo, but I didn't know a lot of the lingo. But it was hilarious. I was quite drunk. But anyway, so let's see if we can redo that at Royal Ascot. Now, that was in 2017, but we ended up never going. We just couldn't get the dates right. So, like, there should be little things on here as well. So, for example, you know, when we lived in England, one of the things that we would do is we would book concerts throughout the year. Like, we live in Spain now. There's nobody we really want to see, and we wouldn't fly over. We've got a four-year-old. It just doesn't work for us, and we don't necessarily need it as such. But when we lived in England, we didn't have a four-year-old. We would go book, like, we'd go see Deacon Blue, or we'd go see Fish for Marillion, or we'd go see Take That, and that kind of thing. And so we would book those in throughout the year. Now, it's really important for you to do this, right, because when you're starting to book stuff in that you're looking forward to, now you're starting to create what we call hope, okay? And creating hope is one of the reasons why you should be goal setting. Like, goal setting shouldn't be, I need to lose 8 pounds, I need to be a millionaire, I need to meet Jennifer Aniston and get married. I don't know why I've picked her. Not my cup of tea at all, but whatever, right? It doesn't have to be these big, grandiose things that, like, are stretching you so far. I don't believe that at all. I think your goals need to be something within reach. It should be a mixture of stuff that's really far out and stuff that's like you can just reach out and grab hold of. So, for example, like booking a concert, like who do you love? Like, one of the beautiful things about our planet is that people 20 years ago who were, you know, running, you know, 20, 30,000 people in a concert are now struggling to fill the local social working club. Do you know what I mean? So, for example, like where we live, there is a really big concert, one of the biggest concerts in Europe. And I went to see Pet Shop Boys just a few months ago. And I went to see, it was Noel or Liam Gallagher, the grumpy one. but like, that might be hard to differentiate, but the grumpy one, right? You know who I mean. The singer, the wanker, right? So anyway, so I went to see him. It was brilliant. There was hardly anybody there. It was like 5,000 people there, 10,000 people there. It was really cool. It was a really nice concert. So so whoever it is that you want to see, if, you know, go find people. Go and book in those concerts and allocate a hotel. Go and have a nice meal. Go to the concert. It's like a little mini weekend away. We went to Barcelona this weekend, just gone. And we went for one night or two nights? We went for two nights. We got there on the Thursday. We stayed Thursday night and Friday night, and then we came back on Saturday. So that was really cool. And we've been looking forward to going to Barcelona for ages. But it was just like a two-night stay in a hotel, 250 quid. That was awesome. It felt like we'd been away for a week. Like, heck, we went to Benidorm for a night. Like, it wasn't a piss-up, but we went, you know, we've not been as a couple, so we wanted to go. And we just went there for one night. Felt like we'd been away and had the whole weekend away because we got there at like 10 a.m. in the morning. We checked into the hotel early. We left the next day and it was awesome. It was really cool. But just planning those stuff out into your future doesn't have to be this massive, grandiose stuff because you're going to fail on some of that stuff. And all you're going to end up with are failures. And as you look back at 2018, if you'd have booked just massive stuff, you're going to have failures in there. And like, how depressing is that? Not what you want at all. So just checking to see if we've got anybody on. That's fine. So why do that? Why set yourself up for failure? You don't want that. You want to set yourself up for a good year. So book in little stuff. So then let's just cover some of the other stuff that I think that you need in here. So under business, okay. So what I've got is I've got business, my profile, health and fitness, mindset and mental health, and that kind of thing. So they're the like topics that I want to cover. And there should be some extras on there, like stuff to look forward to, These are things like concerts and that kind of thing. And then across the top, I've got my months, January through to December. So for example, under business, we've got however many active email subscribers in the mailing list. Now I can track that because all I have to do is go into my mailing list and see how many active subscribers that we've actually got. And hopefully the number is increasing each month, and it does. We've got generating income of X pounds per month, and then I can look that, and this goes up and down because the way in which we used to sell was just, you know, we'd sell a 3 grand product or a 5 grand product, or we might do 15 grand in 1 month, let's say. And then the next month we might do zero. Well, that doesn't work for us. Now our income is subscriptions based. So it's, you know, we might have, let's say, 20 people at 300 quid a month, just making these numbers up. 20 people at 300 quid a month, that's 6 grand. Awesome. We lose a person, we don't like it, but if we do, it's going to happen. That's fine. Our income is still running okay. And so that's maybe one product set. Then you might want another product set that's £500 a month. You might have 10 people on that. And that, so that's another 5 grand a month. And so, you know, you might lose two of those people. Well, that's still okay, right? Or you might add another two people and lose two people. It makes not a massive difference, you know? So that works really well. We've got send one email letter, newsletter per week. Sometimes we're really good at that and sometimes we're really bad. But really what we want to do on that is we want to plan 52 weeks in advance and plan all the emails. And the planning comes from you planning your entire year. What are your goals? How many clients do we want for the social media marketing by March? And what would the emails be each week that would lead us up to that goal? So then once we know what that goal is, then we can determine what the tasks are that we have to do that will enable us to achieve that goal. That's why it's so, so important. We've got one video per week. Yeah, we're pretty much done on the target for that. One podcast per week. Yeah, we're on that. Generate X amount of leads per month and close X as a percentage. We're hit and miss on that, in all honesty. So, you know, it's one of those things. But it's really cool. It's awesome to fail your goals because now we go, oh, what can we do to improve that as a process? So maybe it's the sales process needs improving. Maybe it's the Facebook ads that need improving. And so we're continually evolving how we perform. And that's exactly what you should do. Because this is the problem. People go, no, I tried that, it didn't work, and stop. What? What do you mean you stopped? Why did you stop? I tried riding the bike and I fell. I just give it up. That's crazy. Why would you do that? What? Yeah, I tried walking as a kid. It wasn't for me. I just gave up. Now I just get carried everywhere. It's like, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense to me. You would continue until you succeed, right? That's the difference. So that's some of the business stuff we've got on there. Profile-wise, we've got X amount of visitors to the website per month, so we get that information from Google Analytics. Some months are better than others, but as we look over the whole, like obviously some months are better than others, right? But as we look over the whole, it's going in the right direction. We've got X number of Twitter followers, X number of LinkedIn connections. So I'll give you the numbers on that one because you can see these numbers anyway. Actually, I don't think you can on LinkedIn, but I'll give you them. So we had 8,926 back in October. We had 9,867 in February 2018. And then I've not done December's as yet, but in November we had 13,519. So I'm 1,500 short of getting 15,000 LinkedIn connections. So that's quite interesting for me. You know, we're almost doubling what we've done there, maybe 80%. But that's pretty cool. We've got YouTube subscribers. That's almost doubled as well. And then YouTube views has definitely gone up as well. Then we've got things like health and fitness. So, like, and actually, I'm hit and miss on this as well. Like, this is one of the things I need you to understand. I'm just like everybody else. Grant Cardone is just like everybody else. He's hit and miss on some of his stuff too. Do you know what I mean? Gary Vee's hit and miss on his stuff. Noel Edmonds is hit and miss on his stuff. Pick random people. Alan Sugar's hit and miss on his stuff. It's normal. But on this one, treadmill every day. Well, I'm hit and miss on that. I only have to do 20 minutes on a treadmill. But getting the mindset to do that, that's something else entirely. Intermittent fasting every day. Whilst I was intermittent fasting, I was doing it, and I'm pretty much off that. So, like, a great review of goals for 2018 is to see what you were looking for and how well you've achieved, and that will enable you to then set goals for next year. Extended fasting every other day. Extended fasting literally means you're not going to eat during the day. So that's like maybe a 40-hour fast. That's pretty awesome, by the way. Drinking 3 liters of water every day. Over summer, that's really easy. When we get to winter, it suddenly stops. Complete 5 times 4-hour fasts each month. That never happened. Be able to do 20 pull-ups by the end of May 2018. Yep, blew that out of the water. Be able to do 10 wide grip pull-ups by the end of May 2018. Yes, blew that out of the water. Weigh 70 kilos by August. Nope, didn't do that. I lost about 4 kilos. Which was still pretty cool, right? I mean, you know, it's not where I wanted to be, but I still lost. I ended up being about 74.5 kilos, so we were close to it. But it's like reviewing these and then going back and looking at what our targets were. Like, this is copy and paste. We're going to move it over into next year's, okay? And then actually the method of actually looking at these goals needs to change, because I don't look at these goals. I look at them maybe once every 2 months. Like, we're going to change that. We're going to look at these goals every single day. Just as I review my cash flow and my income and my bank account every day and see what money is due to come in, what money has come in, what the cash flow forecast looking like for this month, how we can improve that, what can we invest in, all that stuff. I do that every single day. We're going to move the goals tab over just next to a cash flow, and we're going to put it in between personal cash flow and business cash flow, because it's that important. They're the two big ones that I look at, because you should be looking at these every day. I know that a lot of successful people do that, and I'm not doing that, and I'm not as successful as I should be either, and neither are you, frankly. So, okay, so mindset and health, or complete one book per month minimum. And that was just dire. That was just dire last year. However, in November, we read 3 books. We've just completed a book for December, which is like a 280-page book. It's quite a thick one, small text, called Hypnotic Writing. It's not my desk, it's upstairs, but that's a really good book. Highly recommend it. But then I've got a list of the books that I've read. So, like, Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone, Unconverted, How to Stay Safe by Chris Ryan, which was just the biggest load of bullshit, Hypnotic Writing by Joe Vitale. And so now we're into, when we go over to England over Christmas, we're going to order like 10 books, paperback books, business paperback books and then bring those back. And yeah, I have a Kindle and I get about Kindle, but the differences between Kindles and books, and I'm more comfortable with books because I like to see how many pages I need to get through. So like on Joe Vitale's book, which is about 280 pages, we would read about 25 pages a night. And so that's like, okay, that's 11 nights. That's book number one. Let's get another book. Let's say that's 170. Oh, let's do an easier one. Let's say it's 200 pages. That's 8 evenings, 25 pages per evening. Done. Like, we could even do that. So over 7 days and 7, 14, 21. So 280 pages. If we had 70 pages a night, we'd get that done over 4 days. Or if we had 40 pages a night, we'd get that done over 7 days. We can even get it down to one book a week because we know that reading books is useful, right? I listen to... So the other thing I've got is podcasts, and that's not on here, but number of podcasts listened to, that would be useful. So let's put down a podcast listened to. So we've got Gary Vee, we've got Grant Cardone, we've got mine, and if you're not listening to mine when you should be, there's only 191 to get through, you'll be fine. You can pick and choose the right ones, which is what I do. And so when I listen to a podcast, like I'm really bad at taking the dog for a walk, so... Like I'm trying to take it twice a day, but I'm very busy right now. I'm working a lot of hours. So now I combine that with listening to the podcast and it provides really good breaks for me and the dog, of course. But number of podcasts listened to per month, that's in there. And then obviously you've got Audible books as well. So for me, really, that's, you know, that's how I do it. We've got a mixture of business and profile, health and fitness, mindset and mental health. Those two are really, really vital. You know, when anybody ever talks about mental health, it's always this negative, like, depression side. But actually, there's another side of mental health, which is maintaining a non-depressing side and being healthy mentally as well and doing whatever you need to do on that. And one of my goals on that, one of my tricks on that is listening to podcasts. That really helps. You can't listen to Gary Vee and not be motivated. And Grant Cardone's very funny, but you can't listen to Grant and not be motivated to get off your ass and go do something. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, we have failures in our business. And when you have that failure and you feel like giving up, you listen to Grant and you're like, you know, 18-hour days for 30 years. That's why Grant is Grant, right? And then you're like, oh, I get it. Good reminder. Thank you very much. It's the same thing every podcast, right? But you just need that reminder. That's part of it. It's part of the mental health, keeping it positive. So we've broken ours down into various bits, but then also we've got ours broken down into events that we'd actually like to go and see this year. So for example, we've got, you know, the concert that comes through. We just bought the tickets. The tickets are like £100 if you buy them early. We don't know who's going yet. We know Lana Del Rey's going, but we've had Red Hot Chili Peppers, we've had Foo Fighters, Liam Gallagher or Noel, whichever one, Pet Shop Boys. We've had various people going to these things, so it's gonna be awesome, whatever it is. So we get that and we plug that into our calendar. We've also got, by the way, a giant calendar with every single month. It's in our kitchen on the wall with every single month. And when we've got something, if I'm going over to England for something or if I've got somewhere where we're going, it gets put onto that calendar so we can look at where the gaps are and then work out what, okay, we've got a gap in August. What are we going to do in August? I don't know. Let's go to Rome. Okay, let's book it. Let's plan it. And then it might be, well, you know, how much is it to go to Rome? Let's say it's £1,000, okay, and it's what, 10 months away, okay, so that's £100 a month, we allocate that, it goes into a bank account, and that's our Rome account. Do you know what I mean? That's why we plan in advance, and that's what you guys should be doing too. So we've gone on for quite some time here, half an hour on this one. So, but it needed it in order to go through it, and I hope that that's useful for you. I hope that you understand that that's exactly what you should be doing. So I hope it is useful, and if so, then let me know, and we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.